Hope you had a fabulous Father's Day weekend.
Oh, no. You guys want to continue it? Dads are kings, you know.
Why not?
Yeah.
On Friday, Sam, you brought us a Friday favorite based on the old awesome song, The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. It just takes some time, little girl, and the realization was...
It's Jimmy Eat World? I thought it was Jimmy Eats World.
I thought it was Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
It's Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, man, Lord.
You get an education.
Can you play Jimmy Eats World? No, we don't have that.
Okay, listen. Your realization was you don't listen to lyrics, but you finally, all these years later,
yeah,
understand that it's a positive, really positive song.
Yeah, this song was a good old rock or drive fast song. And then when I heard a slowed down version of the lyrics, and it's like, oh, my goodness.
Well, I've always heard that. It's like, it's such a positive song. It's an affirmation sort of song.
Yeah, the ones that trip you up are the ones that are upbeat that are not happy songs. You know
oh,
what
yeah,
I'm saying? And then
like
they
that.
Do exist. It's sort of weird.
It's
and
very
I guess that's the artistic paradox.
Kind of. Our friend Dave emailed me right after the show on Friday and said, by the way, my favorite version, he sent me his favorite version of Jimmy Eat World, The Middle, and it's an acoustic recorded by the band in their studio.
Hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out. Or look down on.
A lot easier to understand the lyrics,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Do your best.
Yeah, let it in.
Do everything you can.
It's a great version.
Don't you worry what they tell themselves when you're away.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It just takes some time, little girl. You're in the middle of the ride. Everything will be just fine.
I've heard that in.
That's
while
definitely
shopping.
More clear.
You can well, then you need to let that one in, and so that you get the message of the song.
Well, and a lot of times these kind of versions that went, you know, the original drafts or whatever you want to call them, the songs that are in the process of writing are done this way acoustically, or the piano or whatever.
The demos, yeah.
My favorite verse is like, "Live right now, just be yourself." This one, it's so good. But I also found, thanks to Dave, I started searching around. I found. In 2020, the lead singer did another one when everybody was just joining us online.
Hey,
super acoustic. Just him.
Yeah.
It's only in your
so anyway, Dave shared that. I wanted to share it with you, Sam, so you have something new and affirmative to listen to.
Yeah, but that original rocker still gets me every time.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50, and coming up next, Sam is the food dude.
Burger King's finally giving us the best side dish ever.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Powered by KFC.
All right. Question for everybody. How many times have you been in Burger King and you're like, do I want the fries or do I want the onion rings?
So,
never? You always get the fries?
Abby? I mean, my mother, I guess maybe because it was thing near
Murphy.
Our house. Yeah, it was always, you know, go get the crown, but it was fries. We were never a rings kind of family.
Go get the crown? What's that mean?
Yeah, a little paper Burger King crown.
Right.
I mean, didn't you have a time in your life?
We were a McDonald's family. I had birthday parties at McDonald's.
Yeah, okay, well, but we, you know, I mean, there were times where literally you were the age where I refused to eat my hamburger if I didn't have my Burger King crown.
Why does that not surprise me?
So he's so similar today.
So back to food, dude. I love it when I order the fries and there's a ring in the bottom.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh,
okay.
That accidentally gets...
Burger King has now decided, you know what? Today's the day. They're trying this in Miami Burger King's. New
both?
Fries and rings.
Oh, sweet.
You can order them and they both come in the little side container.
Okay. That's a long time coming.
Yeah, no kidding. There's a fast food place in Canada that does it and they call them frings.
Oh, cute.
But Burger King is just calling them fries and
throw
rings.
Them, throw everything.
When you say frings, I think Gus Fring from...
not the same. Mm-hmm. Although that'd be a good little endorsement. Okay.
All right. Moving on. No more questions.
Oh, I only had one more question. How are they going to manage the proportion of rings to fries?
No matter what they do, he won't be happy with the proportion.
Now I won't sleep tonight.
Sorry, Sam.
There are too many rings in here. Okay, moving on to something similar to that is Heinz. They've created Sauce America packets. They're little condiment packets.
Is George W. doing this?
Sauce America.
America.
Yeah. For every state, there's going to have a, you know, like the quarters came out and there was a state quarters.
Yes.
So they're doing state sauce packets. Each state's going to have a different packet.
Okay. Cute.
Based on some, you know, like if it's catfish is in your state, well, you'll have tartar sauce because, you know, fish.
And
sauce.
Oh, some people will have like mayo.
And they want you to collect them all and you can win prizes.
All 50?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of like going to Stuckey's and collecting things, right? You know, but easier because it's every restaurant.
Yeah, all the fast food restaurants will have them.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Nissan.
I want to kick it back to a classic, I guess, rom-com movie, When Harry Met Sally.
Men and women can't be friends because no man can be friends with a woman that he finds attractive.
So you're saying that a man can be friends with a woman he finds unattractive.
Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. It's a one of the most famous like original rom-coms.
That's like, what, 35 years ago?
It was 1989. Yeah. Was a long time ago.
Isn't that also when Harry Connick Jr. kind of exploded?
Right.
He had a lot of stuff on
his
that
music.
Soundtrack.
His music was the soundtrack of that movie.
Yeah.
The word is now that Tom Hanks turned down the role. Mm. It was offered to Tom Hanks first, the Meg Ryan thing, but he turned it down. And Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks' wife, explained why he turned it down. This was like 1987 when they first started talking about it. Well, 87, 88, started talking about this movie. And Tom Hanks was going through a divorce at the time. And he could not identify with a man being sad about being single and divorced because he was so happy to be going through a divorce. He was very happy to be not married.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I don't remember him being divorced.
Well, yeah, he was married for a short time, a couple of years before he divorced and was happy about that. Then met Rita and married her.
Well, it made up for itself. He wound up doing Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah.
You've got
same
mail,
movie.
So,
yeah.
Not the same movie at all.
Coming up next.
Jody's found the top five happiest jobs in America.
And I think you'll find the first one, the number one, surprising. Happiest jobs. Do you want to know them? I know you do. Ready?
Okay.
Let's count them down for you. 5 to 1.
Okay.
You know, average Americans. Number 5, quality assurance analyst. People who test products and stuff.
Oh, okay.
That would be cool to test products.
I guess it depends on what field you're in. My dad was a quality assurance analyst, but it was a lab tech at Exxon, and so he was testing fuel and stuff.
Oh.
But you mean like playing with toys?
When I hear that name, it just sounds like transponders.
Quality assurance can be for any industry. Yeah. What if you were quality assurance for hair care products?
Yeah.
Wow, that would make me happy.
That's probably good. I'm sure there's a lot of scientific testing that goes
bubble bath.
It's not just playing.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, whatever. Okay. Number 4, teaching assistant. You're helping students succeed, but like on that one-on-one level, a lot of satisfaction there.
Well, that's right, because you don't have all the pressure of being the actual teacher.
Number 3 on the list is being the actual teacher, though.
No!
Number 3 on the list is being the actual teacher.
Okay, okay.
And you know what? I'm sure there are a lot of rough days, but the good days really probably make up for it.
Yes,
imagine
absolutely.
Meeting a student who you know is going to need your extra attention at the beginning of the school year, and then you see them really make strides by the end of the school year.
I think teaching is a business of passion anyway. You
it
know
is,
what I mean?
It is.
To be a teacher takes a special talent,
it
skill,
does.
And love.
I couldn't do it.
Oh,
and
oh,
I got love.
Can I guess number 2?
Sure.
Or 1, nursing?
It's not on there for happiest. It makes me sad, but it's not. Number 2, firefighter. Yeah! Firefighter. They're happy.
That's a passion job, too, because you're talking about danger. You know what I mean?
Well, the word. Thank you, sir. The word is, according to firemen, they love being a part of a team.
Yes.
And they're oftentimes a hero.
Yeah. And danger is their middle name.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's probably an adrenaline junkie factor there, right?
Oh,
for any of the firemen that I've
known.
But
you're doing some real good. And number 1, this might be surprising, but I get it. I feel like I get it. Physical therapist. Mm. You work with people, you develop relationships with people with disabilities, with injuries, or just with pain, and you help them.
Yeah.
And you also see that progress. Physical therapist. And you're physically doing something for them.
Yes.
So those are some happy jobs that we don't talk about enough.
Radio's not on the list.
I'm happy, though.
Yeah, me too.
No, it's not on the list, Sam.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, today it's Juneteenth, a national holiday. President Biden made it a holiday in 2021. It marks the end of slavery in the United States in 1865, also known as Freedom Day. Mm-hmm. The word Juneteenth, obviously a combination of June and 19th, when this happened in 1865, when all enslaved people were free. So for today, federal offices, courts, post offices closed, banks as well. A lot of retail is still open, though. Mm-hmm. UPS and FedEx will be delivering today, in case you needed to know. Number two, are we ready as a nation for a four-day work week?
Yeah!
We haven't won this week. A lot of people are. Companies, 40% of companies saying they're willing to give it a try, and those who've tried it swear by the fact that it makes that productivity stays the same. It doesn't cost you anything more. Yeah. It may even cost less to operate, and that it boosts positivity among your workforce.
Well, yeah.
So anyway, there's some industries that'll never have it. Some that want it. Mm-hmm. And number three, you've heard the rumors about Ryan Seacrest replacing Pat Sajak next year. On Wheel of Fortune as the host. Early stages and talks. Someone else who raised her hand and said she'd like to do it. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, wow. I mean, I can see that. There's so many people interested because it's a very iconic show.
Three things to know today. You know, if you've said something incorrectly your whole life, a word. Well, first of all, if someone says things incorrectly around you, you're not really supposed to correct people. People don't enjoy being corrected. True. I know that sometimes it makes you hurt inside, Sam.
I will correct people, but only if it's like my family members that I truly love and it doesn't matter that I correct them because it's like, okay, right. We get it.
Or us.
Well, yeah.
You've corrected me.
Yeah. I mean, strangers, it's like, not
right.
Involved.
Of course. Of course. Well, I have said something for a very long time, my entire life. And when you work here and you do this and we do a show every day, you know, we hear from people all the time on email and text and all of that. And we get corrected a lot.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Yeah. And recently I got corrected about something that I say. And now I hear it everywhere. And I have been saying it maybe wrong.
Okay.
I say... What,
this is new, you mean?
No, it's new to me.
Et cetera,
it's
huh?
new to me. No, I say et cetera. Oh, okay. I don't say ek. I say et cetera. I say often. I love to walk champ often.
Yeah.
Right? I enjoy coffee often. I say the F. And now...
Someone, as opposed to often?
Often. Someone pointed out not long ago. Remember, it was just like a one line, Jody's driving me crazy by saying often.
That's like a poinsettia, poinsettia. I'm pretty sure.
Well, let me tell you this. Since that was brought up to me, and you,
there is a T in it.
Sam, you were even like, it doesn't matter. That's you can go either way with that word. And I was like, okay, good. But since that day, I've heard it everywhere. We were at a work conference last week. Remember, guys?
Yeah.
And there were a lot of different speakers, uh-huh. and every single one of them said often. And every time I'm like, huh.
Yeah, but do you say it because you have a problem pronouncing it? And so therefore,
no.
Because like when you say Saturday, I know that's a word of yours.
That sometimes it's Saturday.
You slow it down and you say Saturday.
Saturday.
But that's because you have to.
Right. Like that's when you, with Google for yeah. you, you have trouble saying Google.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now that it's been pointed out to me, what I'm saying is I hear it everywhere and everybody says often. And here I am going, often. You're okay with it?
That doesn't bother me. No, it's just, yeah.
I
like
do it
Murphy
a lot.
Said, it's an either
I do it
or.
A lot. I do yeah. it often.
Yeah. It says that the T is silent, but you know, and again, it's.
I wonder if I can change it because if the T is supposed to be silent, I want to change that.
Supposedly, it's silent.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 7:50.
Coming up next, though, Lena from our Facebook page has a car game for us all. Mm. And she's a bus driver, and she plays this one with her students. That is on the way. You know we love hearing from you the most, so jump in online.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
You guys want to know a really cool car game for the summer if you're going to be... stuck in a car with your family.
Oh, yeah. It's called See Who's Fastest.
Is that you?
Oh, no.
See who's not a good passenger? Sam. Yeah.
Yeah. It's called pull out your phones.
No, okay. Lena sent this in. I love your name. She's a bus driver. My name is Lena. I've been driving a bus for 27 years. Hard not to get heavy-eyed when you drive a long distance every day. So I made a game up while I was driving to keep that from happening. I do get some of my students involved to play the game. I will see a license plate on a vehicle. And trust me, this is not the typical license plate game. And call only the letters out. And then we can make a word for each letter that makes a statement or a phrase or a short sentence. The rule is the sentence or phrase has to make sense.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask.
And the best one wins.
That's
and the best
smart.
One wins.
That, yeah, because if you have like six letters, three and three,
right.
you got a six-word thing you
I
can make
I love that
up.
Idea. Lena goes on to say, this game, I love this game because it helps my students with spelling and helps me not get heavy-eyed. My family also plays it when we're on long trips.
Huh. So you use the letter to for the first word of each one that you're going to create? Is that how it works? I'm confused.
Yeah. Like if it's a license plate with six letters
on it.
It's
MSJ.
Yeah. Okay. MSJ ABC. Oh, you're going to make a sentence that the first word starts with an M, the second word is an S.
Starts with an S.
Mary says Johnny, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Okay.
Eight bitter donuts.
Hey, right.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Okay.
We should play this game.
Yeah.
Now, not just in the car, but thank you, Lena. I love it. Take the letters from the license plate, make a phrase or a sentence that makes sense, and the best one wins.
Yeah.
I love it. And we thank you for listening, Lena.
Hey, I got one here from William.
Hi, William.
It says, hello, I am William.
Hi, William.
I listen to your show every day, and I love it. That's capitalized. You
nice.
Make it so engaging and fun. My favorites are when Sam... Let me read that again. My favorites are when Sam...
Is this why you picked this one?
...has music news and The Hollywood Outsider, which is Jody,
Yay.
As well as Three Things to Know. I
Yay.
Love it so much.
We appreciate
okay.
you.
Well, thank you.
Thank
Thanks,
you for
William.
Letting us know that
yeah.
you are there.
Yeah, you can also reach out to us in person, 877-310-4MSJ. Call or text.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Nissan.
I've got some Stranger Things news that is super cool. Now, we don't know yet when we'll get the fifth and final season, but we do know the fifth season will be the final.
Hopefully before the kids turn 30.
I'm here to say, okay, but well, there's a writer's strike. This is not their fault.
No.
And, you know, we can believe that they're just... really tall teenagers and big teenagers, maybe.
So you're saying Vecna has to wait for the writers to get back?
Yes. So here's what's up. I want you to remember the first time we ever saw Stranger Things or heard about it. And I remember thinking, oh, and being told, hey, this is, it's 80s-esque. It makes you feel like you're there. And then they got Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's the big to land her and then wait.
And Rudy.
And Rudy, he was there. Matthew Modine.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
they really brought it.
Yeah.
They're going to continue with that. For season 5, it's been confirmed that actress Linda Hamilton will be joining Stranger Things. She was Sarah Connors in the Terminator series. To me, put her in some intimidating role. Or maybe there's some sort of, she's somebody's mom. Who knows?
Vecna's mom.
See, I'm scared now. Linda Hamilton has confirmed.
And then Arnold Schwarzenegger shows up.
Who knows? You could get anybody you wanted for the fifth and final season, correct?
Yeah.
No idea when they'll be filming again, but Linda Hamilton confirmed for season 5 of Stranger Things.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Got to tell you about the free pass I got for Father's Day.
Nice, Sam.
Hey, Murph, had a good Father's Day yesterday?
Had an awesome Father's Day yesterday. Actually, it was a whole weekend that was great. How about you?
Pretty good. We all went. It was fun because it all came together kind of surprisingly that all the kids were able to get together except Will. You know, because he's like four states away. Yeah.
Still, the rest of
Well, he could have made the effort, huh?
Yeah. Well, what's funny is I took a picture of everybody and I sent it to him. I was like, where are you? But, you know, I got cards and gifts. And the funny one I got was from Sammy, just on a 3x5 card. It says, Happy Father's Day. That's all.
That's it.
On the other side, though.
Oh.
It says, enjoy this one-time offer of a special day with your oldest son.
Oh.
His treat. Redeemable at, fill in the restaurant.
Oh, that's cute.
And place of entertainment, fill that in, with Sammy on date and time.
Cute.
And by the way, he did put an expiration of August.
Oh, he's only giving
Time
you
to
summer.
Get with it, huh?
Yeah, I was like, what?
That's smart. If you give somebody an open-ended thing like that, they may forget it. It may end up in a drawer somewhere. He gave you like a coupon for time together, quality time.
Yeah, the asterisk. time window may vary by 30 minutes, because he's always late.
Yes.
Depending on many factors.
It sounds like Murphy.
It will be worth the wait or not. Good luck.
Oh.
Expires really sweet. Love
expires
that.
8/23.
That's smart to give it the summer. Like, you got to make that happen. He wants to spend time with you.
Yeah.
I love it.
Maddie gave us the cute gift, me and her stepdad, because her stepdad and her mom were with us all.
Yeah.
Because it was like an 18th birthday, Father's Day lunch.
Mm-hmm.
She gave us each hats for where she's going to college. Mine was dad and his was stepdad.
Stepdad. Yeah. That's cute.
It's kind of nice.
Sweet. Yeah. And did you get some odd gifts from Jackson?
Jackson gave me another toilet seat.
What is that?
What?
I don't know what it is.
It's a joke.
He thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I guess in a world it is.
Do you have a stack of toilet seats from him?
Well, I got a padded toilet seat he gave me at Christmas.
Okay.
And when I was at his house, I noticed his toilet seat was broken. So I said, hey, I'll give you this because I haven't used it. And sure enough, he gave me a regular toilet seat and said, give me the padded one. And here, I got this replacement for you since you're giving me yours.
That's nice.
Is it like a decorator style?
No, it's just the basic Clorox toilet seat you can buy at Walmart.
Well, guess what?
There's some kind of joke I'm not in on. I don't know
what
it is.
That's okay. He's sharing his comedy with you.
Yeah.
And
ha ha ha. Did he give you 60 days to install it?
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, it is Juneteenth, so here's what's open and what's not. FedEx and UPS will be delivering today, but federal offices, courts, and post offices are closed, as well as banks. Mm. Any public schools that would be open are closed today. Same with state and municipal offices, courts, and the DMV is closed. This day marks the... What?
Nothing. I'm leaving out my DMV joke.
Okay.
Keep moving.
Hold on to it. This day marks the end of slavery in the United States in 1865, also known as Freedom Day. Number two, UPS workers
voting
to strike if no deal is met on this contract for them by the end of July. Mm-hmm. There's so much stuff going on. Their labor contracts. The current one expires at the end of July, and it could be a big walkout. They've got the Teamsters representing them. They did agree already to provide air conditioning in the trucks.
Yeah.
I think about them every time, but there's some other things they want. Hopefully there's no strike, because it would be huge and it would be debilitating, not just to their business, but to everybody who gets packages if they were to strike. And number three, The Flash was number one at the box office.
I spent a lifetime trying to right the wrongs.
Michael Keaton is Batman again, but that's not the biggest summer movie that's coming. And we'll remind you that Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1 is coming, expecting to, you know, be the big movie of the summer. That went on July 12th.
Three things for you to know today.
I hope it was a fantastic Father's Day. Dads are kings. And if you still want them, Snacky Daddy recipes are still online for you at murphysamandjody.com. And they are good.
Jody, I have a question for you, because this happened to me when we were on our trip last week.
Yes,
ma'am. Do you use one
of
those?
This was our work-related trip. The three of us actually traveled together. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't vacation.
It wasn't vacation. Do you use one of those magnifying mirrors?
You know,
what is a magnifying mirror?
There was one in our room.
Yeah, there was.
At my sink. I don't think there was one at your sink. Okay. Sorry.
Well, there was nobody in my room except me, so I had both sinks.
I have at times. Mm-hmm.
Those are makeup right?
situations or contact lens situations, but this time I didn't.
It was right next to the sink that I was using on the wall.
And you loved it.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a mirror. Looked into the mirror, and it was like, oh, my God, this is too close.
Oh, you saw too much.
I did. Because I'm used to standing, you know, when you stand at the sink, you're 2 feet from the mirror. I usually don't get up close to the mirror unless it's like, hey, what is that? So this was like unbelievably invasive.
Okay. I understand.
Because, you know, I have a couple.
Why did you look into it?
I was just wanted to see.
He was bored. Okay.
I mean, I'm standing there looking at the big mirror, brushing my teeth and stuff, and you see this mirror right on the side of you.
Yeah.
You go, oh, look. And I look in, and it was just like, whoa, I am too close.
Okay.
I invaded my own space.
I have two things.
I got a couple of crazy eyebrows that kind of do stuff. And one of them was just like, hey, I'm right here. Do something before you go to the meeting. And so
you cut your own hair, don't you?
Well, no, that wasn't what I was looking at.
Well, I was going to say, because usually if you go get your hair cut and you have a crazy brow, they'll take care of it.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Two things I want to tell you about the magnification mirror. You can calm down. Number one, nobody sees you that way.
Thank God.
Unless it's a superhero who can see through you, nobody can see what a magnifying mirror is going to see. So don't worry. You look fine. Number two, use it to your advantage. If you don't want crazy hairs or you want to, you know, whatever, conceal little things, use it for what it's for. You know, it's really good for that.
I guess I've never thought about that much. I mean, once it was explained to me as a kid that was a makeup mirror, I mean, I see them, but I don't think about the practical use of
it. It's not really just a makeup mirror. Someone told you that. It's a magnification mirror, and a lot of men would benefit from having them. Hello, crazy hairs.
Is that what that's for, really, crazy
it's
hairs?
It's magnification for older people who can't see as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I looked up my nose, and I don't even want to go there.
No wonder you were upset.
Yeah, I've been meaning to tell you about that, Sam.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Later this hour, Sam has music news, and coming up, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
I want to say thank you to everyone who commented and posted and reached out this weekend on our social medias about my pawpaw and him passing away this weekend. I'm not really going to talk about that today yet. I want my family to be able to kind of breathe before we do that on the show. And so, you know, give me a day or two and we'll do it. But I do want to tell you about what I did for Murphy for Father's Day.
Remember? Oh, is this the Saturday appointment?
Yes.
It was quite the surprise.
What's cute is that I drove him to this. I'm like, and the only thing was wear shorts. He was like, are you sure?
Yeah, because I'm not, you know, when it's a public setting, I'm picky. You know what I mean? I'm not a shorts wearer unless it's way casual.
Unless it's beach or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, you have to wear shorts. I put him in my car, and on the way there, I realized I need to tell him what he's doing. I don't need to just drop him at the door and peel away. I'm like, you're going to go. I'm sending you for your first ever pedicure.
Oh,
and
you've never had a pedicure?
No, I've never had a pedicure.
Oh,
you know, it just it was never my thing.
He's
and
also,
you know, you always bragged about, you know, how great it makes your nails look, Sam, and how glossy and, you know,
and relaxing.
But, yeah.
So on the way there, he's like, okay, they're going to touch my feet. I'm like, yes, you're going to love
works.
It. You know, anyway, you did end up loving it, right?
I absolutely loved it. Yeah.
I'm
used to regular therapeutic massage anyway, but you know, but the foot massage that comes with the pedicure it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
I've been staring at my feet all weekend. They look great.
How high up your calf did they go on the massage?
Just calf, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm guessing that's what they're supposed to do, right?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, and you know, so we were, Saturday was kind of a rough day too, because that was when we got the news, like Jody said, about our grandfather. So we're going to see the family, and we went straight there after the pedicure. And so as soon as I got out of the car, I noticed, man, I was glistening from the knees down. I was worried everybody was going to be noticing that as soon as I walked in.
Nobody's going to be looking at your legs.
You,
like, just
you didn't
pawpaw.
Keep bringing that up, did you?
No, I was shining and I smelled like coconut.
Either way, I'm glad
awesome,
that you enjoyed it. Will you get them again?
I totally will get them again. And by the way, when I was telling our youngest Phoebe, because she had been out of town, that, you know, this is what I got for Father's Day, I said, yeah, and Mom gave me a pedicure. Well, not really herself. She gave me the gift of a pedicure. She said, yeah, I can't see Mom doing that.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Nissan.
Got some Wednesday news for you.
Well, let's wait till then.
The Netflix show Wednesday. We know Jenna Ortega, who plays Wednesday Adams, is now a producer on the series. Mm-hmm. So the first season went really well. She knows she's got a hit on her hands, so she's going to be more involved. And they're saying, we already told you, they're saying to look for a bolder, even darker season the next time.
Ooh.
Because... why not?
It was
why
dark, but there? Funny dark.
And I'm assuming they're going to keep some of the comedy. There's so much you can do in that world.
I think you have to a little bit if you're going to stay true to the original series. Right,
right. They're going to forego romance and as she continues to study at Nevermore Academy. Anyway, the news is this. Since she's a producer, she gets a say, and everybody involved in the show over at Netflix, they're going to introduce a new character to us this next season. Nobody knows what. A lot of them in the cast, according to Jenna, are fighting for it to be Cousin It. Because Cousin It wasn't in the first season.
No.
There are other characters that have, like, Grandmama's not in this. It was in the, she wasn't in the first season either.
Yeah, but Cousin It's like,
I mean,
he's it.
It's it, yeah, right? Everybody yeah. wants it. So we shall see. With the writer's strike, we don't know how soon we're going to get season two either, but it's going to be darker. Jenna Ortega is even more involved, and look for it.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Lowe's.
All right, we got some Wham! Music news.
Is this the Netflix thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The Netflix documentary entitled Wham! That's the whole title. It's going to be debuting July the 5th, and we have a little trailer for it right here.
We had a number one album. We had a string of hit singles. And we were selling out arenas.
We met when I was 11 and Andrew was 12.
And there was only ever one thing that I wanted to do. You get sore. Be in a band with George.
I didn't know they knew each other since they were kids.
Yeah, I knew that.
Wow. So yeah, this is going to be quote-unquote unprecedented access to archival footage, personal recordings.
That's cool.
Et cetera, et cetera, and going all the way back to their childhood friendship.
Does he still love George? I just need to know that. I don't want to watch it if there's any slander.
Well, the answer to that is on July the 5th on Netflix.
Well, I mean, when George passed, he had very nice things to say.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm on board. Okay.
All right. Also, too, if you remember back in 2015, this song, you couldn't escape it. It's been
a long day.
From Fast and Furious 7, I believe it was.
Yes.
Well, now we have Fast and Furious X. 10 is out this year, and Charlie Puth is back. He's got a song on it again.
So be careful when you're on your way out, that you won't find your way back.
Okay,
there's some other artists in this, but the song is called Angel Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
So don't know if it's going to be as big as the other one was, because that one
sound
was
like
everywhere.
It sounds exactly like Charlie.
Yeah. And we got some really cool Beatle news here. The Beatles, or I guess Paul McCartney, has used AI to come up with a new Beatles song, which they're calling
cool.
the final Beatles song. Now, now, hang on here before you start. Yeah, it's not real. When they made that, Peter Jackson made the Get Back documentary, they came up with new software and they trained the computers to be able to recognize the guys' voices as opposed to background noise and even instruments.
Sure.
So that they could elevate just the voices and we could hear it better. So using that AI technology, they've got a cassette of a song John recorded in 1978 called Now and Then.
Okay.
And it was on a cassette labeled For Paul that Yoko gave Paul.
Oh, wow.
So it's piano and singing. So they've lifted the piano off and they have just his voice. And then Paul went in and did everything with it. So somehow it's going to be called
this.
The last Beatles song, Now and Then. It'll be released later this year.
My goodness. Paul McCartney turned 81 yesterday, by the way.